the trade deadline's coming up in a little over a week. Should the Jazz buy, sell, stand pat?
You know, I don't know. Dennis Lindsay's always interesting because they do things. They try to move things around. But, you know, the Jazz aren't looking for a quick fix in any of this, right? I mean, the closest you get is Kyle Korver, where you go, hey, we're going to sign this guy up. But he's just already a fit because he's been here before. His family likes it here. He wanted a more stable kind of city like that. Did not want to be in Cleveland. And so the quick fixes are never what the Jazz want, I don't think. And finding a long-term piece of that puzzle, really difficult. So throwing somebody in the middle of the season is kind of a gamble, especially when you're finding some sort of a rhythm. So unless you get a guy like Anthony Davis and convince him, he goes, I want to be a part of this Jazz team because you got the best defender over here and I'm going to just pour in buckets every night and we have this superstar over here. I mean, the Jazz would immediately be a contender.